thank you for listening to this edition of the Call of the Day. If you want to hear all my calls live, be sure to listen to my full program Monday through Friday on Sirius XM Stars Channel 109. Amanda, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
Thank you for also sharing your wisdom with us. I'm hoping you can help me navigate through a situation that I sometimes find myself in. I'm a middle-aged woman. I work in retail in a resort community where in the summertime we see a lot of the one percenters, the uber wealthy. Mm-hmm. I work in a store, again, a retail store, where customer service is very important to us. We're very proud of our customers. We appreciate them very much. It's a convivial atmosphere. We're friends with our customers. You know, we ask them about their families, their travels, their pets. Occasionally, though, we'll come across a customer who is patronizing and condescending and difficult. And I realize that's part of the job, and I realize I am in service. I'm also, as I mentioned, a middle-aged woman, and I deserve, as any human does, respect. And I'm wondering if you have any insight as to how you might suggest an exchange be sort of reset, or is there some way I can bring that person's sort of attention around to...
How many service people are there doing the same thing you're doing? In other words, if somebody starts dealing with you, is there somebody else who's also doing what you're doing?
Yes. Not a lot.
Okay. This is what I would do.
Okay.
The minute I saw that I was dealing with an ass, I would go, excuse me one moment, let me get somebody who's better prepared to help you. And then I would go up to one of the people who can tolerate asses better than myself, because I suffer fools very poorly. That was that was told to me many times in my life, and I'm frankly proud of it. And I would just beg out and let somebody else handle it. If they're going to get a tip, let them get the tip. But this way, you don't start a confrontation, because if you start anything, that one percenter who's an ass will go after your job.
Yeah. I don't want that.
So you just say with a big smile, excuse me, let me get somebody better prepared to be helpful for you. They'll think you're doing a wonderful thing. You're really saying F you. But they don't know that.
Okay. Yeah, great.
And that's what makes it fun, because they don't know what's in your head. You just have a smile on your face and you look like you're just being very accommodating.
Okay. Okay. And I hate to pawn a difficult person off on somebody else, but the reality is they may be able to handle it better than me.
Well, you look around. You see that there's some people who are better who just let it roll off their back.
Right.
You know, you can name one person. You know who he or she is, and they're better able to let it roll off their back. I'm like you.
Okay.
Excellent
advice. Thank you so much.
Okay, but this way you have the last laugh and they don't know it, which I love. Thanks for listening to my special call of the day. You can hear every call I take on my program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Sirius XM Stars Channel 109.